But always fun to have a special guest joining me here. And this guy goes back into the early 70s, back before there was such a thing as CCM. This guy was there in a band simply known as E. And their drummer, songwriter, vocalist, Dave Eden, my special guest here tonight. Dave, thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dave, I know folks probably don't recognize your name right off the bat. And we start talking a little bit and see some of the songs that you wrote and so forth, and I think they'll go, oh, yeah. But let's get to meet you a little bit. Tell us where you're originally from. You're from the Midwest, right?
I am. I'm from Illinois, southwest of Chicago, a little town called New Lenox, right by Joliet, Illinois.
Now, musically, as I mentioned, you're a drummer.
Right.
Did you kind of teach yourself, or did you do the lesson route, or how'd that work for you?
I took a few lessons. I'm kind of the artsy type, so I couldn't get into lessons much. I immediately got on the set of drums, had to play, you know. But I learned a few things, rhadmacues and paradiddles and all that stuff. I kind of wish I would have stuck with it. But as it was, you know, you turn on the radio, you get on your set of drums, and you crank it, and you just practice. And that's kind of how I learned.
Now, do you play anything besides drums?
I actually started writing songs on an auto harp, if you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because being a drummer, you know, that's not really a musician. You know, you gotta make music somehow. And so somebody gave me an auto harp, and I started writing songs on that. And then I graduated kind of plunking around on a piano. So I would say I'm a hacker on the piano.
Now, did you do the high school garage band thing growing up?
Yes, I did, up around Chicago Heights and all that, getting guys together and getting a few gigs like that, yeah.
So at that point in time, were you kind of hoping for a musician's career, or what were you thinking?
No, it was just a fun thing. I was an athlete, and so I was kind of half athlete and half artist, and whatever worked, you know, and so it's kind of just a relief just to do something on the side.
Oh, you got my curiosity. What was your sport of choice?
Oh, I'm 6'5", guess.
Okay.
Yes, good basketball player.
Well, great. Back to bands, Dave, what was your first professional band?
The first money-making gig was a band called the Dark Ages, very appropriately named, in high school. We all wore these jungle shirts, you know, these jungle fatigues and turtleneck sweaters. Is back when bands could kind of dress alike and, you know, 60s stuff.
Turtlenecks, huh?
Yep.
Now, we're talking late 60s, early 70s here, right?
Right. Hey, now, that was 65.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was a high schooler. I graduated high school in 67.
Okay, so moving up into after your post-high school career, late 60s into the early 70s, the contemporary Christian music scene barely existed back then. Were you aware of any of that at all?
No, not really. I think, you know, late 60s, people were getting saved in California. The Jesus movement was kind of starting, and we didn't know anything about it. It was just, you know, some weird freaks out in California. So when we got saved, we had, like, no material. There was, like, the Birds, you know, Jesus Just All Right. Eric Clapton was kind of a quasi-Christian at that time and, you know, used some of his stuff, but there wasn't much, not really until the early 70s.
Okay. Well, speaking of meeting Jesus, Dave, and moving on into talking a little bit about the band that became E,
yeah.
Is it true that you guys all got saved at the same time?
Well, kind of. I was kind of a holdout, but we did basically, we attended a potluck that was kind of an ambush by some preachers, and we all started thinking about Jesus.
Okay.
You want the whole story?
Yeah, well, yeah, fill us in a little bit of details there. You've got my curiosity.
Yeah, it was like these Jesus freaks from California moved to Indianapolis. We were in Indianapolis at the time. We had a band called E, and I think it stood for, like, everything. It was like ecology and Earth and whatever, and so we were going to be rich and famous, and we all lived in the same house and, you know, did a communal thing, because we heard that Crosby, Stills, and Nash did it that way and became famous, so we were going to do that way too. So we're doing our thing. We'd go to spiritual happenings. We were like New Age kind of folks. We were vegetarians. We were just into our rock and roll, and we met these Jesus freaks from California who had a Jesus house in Indy, and they invite us now and then to Bible studies and things like that, and we would go and we'd argue, you know, Buddha and Muhammad with them, and they'd tell us about Jesus and like that. Well, one night they all got together with some of their older preacher friends, invite us to a potluck, vegetarian of course, and we went. We go where the food was, you know. And had a nice dinner, and afterwards sat around the living room, and this old guy, this old Pentecostal guy, gets up and just starts, you know, laying the gospel down and telling us about a new wave of young people and how God's saving people, and if you don't know Jesus, you know, and all this. And four of us accepted Jesus. One was kind of a holdover. He